Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 3398.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right. Call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
So what's it like to be a dog? That's exactly the name of the book that Gregory Burns wrote. But think about that now. Just for a moment, think about what it's like from the dog's perspective. How often do you think like that? Try to think like a dog. Well, it's impossible because we cannot smell like a dog. Let me explain what I mean by that. I don't mean that your dog stinks. I'm talking about your dog's olfactory system. I mean, a sense of smell. They can walk into, I love using this example. You walk into a deli. What do you smell? It's a kind of pastrami-ish deli smell, right? This generic, I could blindfold you, or if people that are visually impaired could walk into a deli and they would know, I suspect, you know you're in a deli, right? Here's what our dogs smell. If they were allowed in a deli, they would smell the pastrami and the corned beef separately. Imagine file folders, and they would stick one smell. They don't know the names of what they're smelling, of course. And that lady over there with the blue hair, like 3 feet high, like Marge Simpson, and hairspray to make it stay that way, the dog would smell that, even though the dog's not right there. Oh, the deodorant that guy over there has used not enough of today, the dog is smelling that as well. The pickles over there, the dog is smelling that. The eggs, the omelet that this person's having over there, all the way over there on the other side of the restaurant, and the dog is smelling that too. So thinking like a dog would be very, very difficult because we cannot comprehend all of those senses coming in our system all at once and then filing them, if you will. It's just amazing what dogs can do, but what would it like to be a dog? And that's what we'll talk with the author, Gregory Burns, about. And we'll also talk about aging dogs, what we can do to help our dogs age a bit more gracefully with veterinary behaviorist Dr. Valerie Tynes. And I have a story that ends a little differently than you might think. So here's this woman in Florida. She's the grandmother. She has a one-year-old and a three-year-old. I'm not sure why she leaves them in the yard alone, but she does, and runs back into the house for a moment. And she hears barking and growling and all this noise going on outside. She runs outside, and incidentally, the dogs, did I say this? They are, if you looked at the dogs, you'd call them pit bulls. What happened here? I'll talk about that. And most of all, we are here to help you. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS, toll free. My favorite four-letter word, free, 866-554-7387. Let's go to the phones in North Carolina. Mari, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you. What's up?
I've got a
almost 7-month-old golden doodle, who just likes to lick everything. And, you know, we wanted her to just give us kisses, but now she licks the ground, the rugs, the bedspread, your toes, and it's something that I'd really like to stop. It's
okay.
Very compulsive.
Well, or maybe not. So here's
okay.
So here are the three possibilities. One is that if you began teaching your dog, which is fine. I mean, people do this. I've done it, you know.
Yeah, right.
Say, give kisses, you know, that
right.
kind of thing. And then your dog licks, and you're rewarding your dog for licking. Your dog could have been smarter than you thought and could be generalizing and doing this for attention. So
right.
I wonder if you're giving attention to your dog when the dog licks the sidewalk and the sofa and the rug and all that. If you are, withdraw the attention, and sometimes even negative attention can encourage a dog to do something that you might not
so
want.
So I've been saying, leave it. And she's real good at that being a command, and she pretty much pays attention to that. That's the command when she licks anything.
Okay, so if the behavior can be interrupted, by definition, it likely is not a compulsive behavior.
Oh, okay.
So if it's a compulsive behavior, you can interrupt for maybe, if you can interrupt at all, which oftentimes you can't, you can interrupt for a second or two or three or four, and the dog goes right back to do it. I mean, the dog would look at you and follow, okay, leave it, or watch me, or whatever, and look up at you, and then go back to licking. And if your dog's not doing that, it is unlikely to be what we call a compulsive behavior, and dogs, like people, do have, or could have, compulsive behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that somehow, some way, you inadvertently took the licking thing too far, and your dog generalized. And sometimes even, and you've got to kind of figure this out, but if the command is leave it, your dog, or the cue is leave it, your dog might even be working for that cue to hear your voice and get
the reward.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you're probably praising the dog, as you should, if the dog follows the cue. So instead, I might think of giving your dog something else to do.
Okay.
You know, have your dog sit.
So give him a distraction, you mean?
Yeah. So, okay. So here's the best thing is, as your dog is about to lick, catch it before your dog does it. I know that's easier said than done. But
right.
If you can do that. The other thing is, I wonder if your dog only does this licking in your presence or does it just generally. And I suppose if you're not
I've
there, how do you know? You've seen both?
Yeah. I mean, she licks in my presence, but I've seen her, you know, lick the rug and things like that.
But you know what? I've left out, consider what I said, but I've left out really the most important factor.
Okay.
We now know, and this is actually new research, the dogs who do exactly as you describe may have a gastrointestinal issue. And have, in other words, an upset tummy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the first thing that I want you to do is to actually see your veterinarian. And your vet may say at first, well, it could be a compulsive behavior, and it could be that you're, and say the same sort of things that I've said. But remind your veterinarian to look up what I just said. And your veterinarian will find it in a journal of the American Veterinary Medical Association, because it's there. But it's kind of new. So dogs that are feeling nauseous or dogs that kind of have an upset tummy are more likely to. That's sort of the most common reason, especially the way you describe it. It probably isn't a compulsive behavior. So unless it is you rewarding your dog at some point, like I suggested, and your dog is doing this for some sort of attention.
Right.
Then it probably is. And the first place, the first elimination I would look at is the possibility that this is gastrointestinal related.
So the relief comes from licking?
Well,
an upset stomach?
Well, that's a very good question. I don't know that anyone knows the answer to that. But what we do know is dogs do it when they do have an upset stomach, sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes it's for other reasons, as I described. But one of the most, and maybe the most common, we don't know if it's the most common, but it's certainly one common reason why dogs do this.
Okay.
All right. So
that's something a vet can check out and see if there's a problem.
Well, your veterinarian will have a conversation with you about it, and then maybe depending on your dog's history, what your dog's stool looks like, the consistency,
yeah, right, exactly.
and how often you're, and all these other questions that your veterinarian will ask, then your veterinarian may consider a transition to another pet food.
Okay.
And see if
all
that
right.
helps.
Perfect. Yeah. I've thought about that. Yeah, definitely.
But talk
okay,
to
well,
talk
that's
to your.
Great.
Okay.
I really appreciate the information.
It's my pleasure. I'm happy to talk to you. Let us know what happens, Myrie.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Your phone calls, 866-554-7387, 866-554-PETS. And the story about what happens when two pit bulls are left alone with two toddlers.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
I do hope you find me and you like me on Facebook, facebook.com/Steve Dale Pets. That is the fan page, like everyone else. I've got one of those. Or on Instagram, simply Steve Dale Pets. Now, we're going to Florida, and I don't know that this happened. I'm not defending Grandma for leaving a one-year-old and a three-year-old in the yard alone with her two dogs, which, incidentally, if you look at these dogs, clearly these are dogs you would call pit bulls. Now, I've talked on the show before that most of the time, almost all the time, statistically, almost all the time, when you go to an animal shelter, you're walking down the street, you see dogs in the dog park playing, and they look like pit bulls, or what we think of pit bulls. They're really mixed breed dogs, and I'm sure these dogs the same, mixed breed dogs. But they're dogs that have that general look that you look at them and instantly, I can assure you, I've seen pictures of these dogs, you'd say they're pit bulls. So she's got the one-year-old, the three-year-old. She leaves them out in the yard with the two dogs. And she goes in the house and hears screaming, not from the kids, but the dogs, barking and growling, screaming. Dogs screaming? Can they scream? Yeah, they can, and these dogs were. She runs outside thinking, oh, my gosh, what's going on? And then she sees it, a dead copperhead snake. Now, copperheads are poisonous. And incidentally, one bite could have killed either of those children or the dogs. So she looks at the dogs and instantly realizes one dog bit right on the muzzle, another on its leg. Rushes those dogs to a veterinary hospital, her own, and the veterinarian instantly said, you know what, these dogs need anti-venom. You need to go to a specialty clinic. A Blue Pearl clinic was the closest nearby, and that's where she went. The anti-venom cost $7,000 for this one dog because this one dog needed several treatments of it because the dog was so badly bitten. And they didn't know if this dog would survive or not. The other dog bitten but didn't get a lot of venom. Just lucky. What about the kids? The kids were so oblivious they had no idea a snake was in the ground. And the best she can tell to this day, the kids didn't know the harm they were in. But Grandma feels, and the authorities feel, clearly, the kids were so close to the snake, had they gone near the snake or stepped on the snake, for sure, the snake would have bitten them, and a tragedy would have happened, even if the kids survived that would be bitten. So these dogs, heroes. The community said they are heroes, and they help pay for the anti-venom, which is
amazing that the community came together like that. The point of the story, first, I guess there's a lot of them. Don't leave your kids alone in a yard, especially if they're only 1 and 3 years old. That's common sense, I suspect, even if it's for a minute. And if you know there may be poisonous snakes in the area. But above and beyond that, these dogs are heroes. And they were dogs you'd call pit bulls. And this sort of thing does happen every day. Why? Because not because they're special. Really, it's because there are so many pit bulls. And this is simply what dogs do. These dogs would have said, I don't know that they thought this through, I'm going to give my life for these children. Well, they almost did. But happily, I like happy endings, and happily there is a happy ending. Coming up next, a conversation with Gregory Burns, the author of a book, What It's Like to Be a Dog.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Don't worry, he's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Gregory Burns is a distinguished professor, not an ordinary professor, of neuroeconomics at Emory University, where he directs the Center for Neuropolicy and Facility for Education and Research in Neuroscience. He's previously written this book, and I think we talked to you at the time, Greg, about that book, How Dogs Love Us. Now his latest book, What's It Like Being a Dog? And I bet every interviewer will begin it this way. So, Greg, what's it like to be a dog? What's it like?
Yeah, well, good question. So our approach is to look at their brains and try to figure out what they're thinking, because they can't tell us what they're thinking. And the thing that stands out perhaps the most is the similarity in their brains as to how our brains work. And from that, we can conclude that they experience many of the same things that we do.
So I've gone to many lectures about this, and I know a little bit about the neuroscience of what's upstairs in dogs. And one speaker said, this was several years ago, and today we even know more than we did then. And she said, if I were a human physician giving this same lecture, the images would be almost the same. What goes on that soup of all those things that happen in our brain is exactly the same, whether it be a dog or a person.
Right. So, I mean, the big difference, if you were to point out the most obvious difference, is that dogs don't speak, at least not the way we do, so they don't have language to label the feelings and thoughts that they have. So that's why by looking at how their brains function in an MRI, we can see that corresponding parts of their brain are active under similar circumstances as those parts of the brain in our brains. And so we think that they have many of the same feelings, at least, as we do.
So you use the word feeling. I'm going to substitute for the word emotion, which is actually a word you've used in your book. So are dogs, even though they can't express themselves by using MRI equipment, for example, can we now understand that dogs do, in fact, and if I were to have said this on the radio even 10 years ago, and certainly 50 years ago, people would have said, whoa, but do they have the same emotions we do?
I think under certain circumstances, they do. And so, for example, one of the things that we've done is we've looked at how the reward portions of their brain respond to things that we know that they like. So we start with obvious things like food, because we know the dogs like food, and indeed, we see that part of their brain become very active. But what's interesting is we also see the same patterns when their owner speaks praise to them. They say, good girl or good boy. And so what that suggests is that indeed they have the same feelings for just simple words or emotions coming from their human as we would.
What's the interconnectivity between dogs and people? Is it more than, I mean, we evolved with dogs. And is there some intrinsic something that is between us that we still don't quite have a handle on?
Yeah, I mean, dogs are special, and that's not just because I'm a dog person. It's like you said, dogs were the first animals to really live with humans in anything like a collaborative way. So we have affected their evolution from wolves, and in many ways they may have affected our evolution to become kind of more social, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there is a special connection there, and the MRI studies are showing the similarities. How they respond to us is very much like how we respond to each other as well.
All right, let me sell some books for you here. What will people be most... I was surprised, you know, by a lot that's here, and I know stuff, you know. So what do you think is the most surprising fact?
I think the most surprising thing is, I mentioned the response to praise is equal to food for many dogs. You know, we're all fans of positive training. And what this shows is that, you know, food is great to train dogs, but, you know, it's not the only way. And for many dogs, they may actually prefer the social reward of just interacting with you, even above food. And I think that's an important takeaway.
Mm-hmm. All dogs want is you and your attention and your love.
Many do. For the most of the dogs in our project, I mean, the attention and the praise is equal, if not more, to food. I mean, there are always a few pure chow hounds, and, you know, knowing which kind of dog you have is probably key.
But it doesn't mean the dog doesn't care about you either, right?
No. No, not at all. They just have preferences at that moment.
Yeah, exactly. So if you've ever wondered what it's like to be a dog, here's the man who in a past life apparently was one, but he answers it with science, and that's why I like the book so much. What's It Like to Be a Dog and Other Adventures in Animal Neuroscience. Gregory Burns, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
Your phone calls next, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
BizTalk Radio.
Biz Talk Radio.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Don't worry, he's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
I love talking to you. Our telephone number, 866-554-PETS. Toll free, 866-554-PETS. Judy in South Carolina.
Yes, I have an 8-year-old Boston Terrier that I've had since he was about 4 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
And he nurses on a stuffed animal's paw. And he's been doing that since he was probably 6 months old.
Sure.
And I just don't know why. My family thinks he's mental, you know, but...
No. It has to do... Yeah, it actually has to do with the fact that he was weaned so early. So he chose something. There was no mom there, and you got him so young. It's interesting you volunteered that information. I would have asked specifically about it because you've answered your own question. Because he was weaned so young, he had to choose something soft to suckle on. And that's what he chose. It doesn't mean, and he's continued to do it. I mean, an adult dog would at some point say, that's enough. Well,
oh,
before.
He loved it.
Yeah, but it's like a little girl or boy, maybe I shouldn't go there, continuing to suckle on, I'll stop. But mom would say stop, right?
Right.
And mother dog would say stop too,
right?
And there is no mother dog to say stop. It's just this plush animal. So,
right.
Yeah, so because the plush animal isn't saying stop, because it's enjoyable to the dog continues doing it. Now, you could put away the stuffed animal, right?
Yes,
you could have done that years ago, and the reason why you haven't, I guess,
is because you think your dog's getting pleasure from it.
Yes, I really do. I can tell that it really soothes him, and because he'll go look for it, you know. I'll put it up, and he'll go find it and just go get it.
Yeah, I don't think there's any problem with it.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's if it annoys, if it embarrasses you when the neighbors come over to visit, then put the toy away. But I mean, there's no problem with it. Your dog is not mental or whatever they said. That's your dog's perfectly normal.
I didn't think he was mental either. I told him that, you know, he likes it and it gives him comfort, and he might nurse on it for an hour.
I think that's fine. It's amazing it's lasted this long.
I know. And I've went through so many of them, and I've had to stitch them up, and they look like Frankenstein dogs, you know, stuffed animals. But he enjoys it, and I just continue to let him do it.
All right. Well, we enjoy sending you things when you call us, especially when I have an easy question like this. Makes my life easy. We'll send you the latest Kong toy.
Okay.
They've got some new stuff out, and we're going to send you some of that new stuff.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much, Judy.
Yes, and I enjoy your program very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Our phone number for you and Judy and everyone else, 866-554-PETS. Toll free, 866-554-7387. Eric, South Carolina, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Hi there. What's going on?
Well, we have a cat named Cameron. He's approximately 8 years old.
Yeah.
He had a sibling, and she passed away a year after we had them of leukemia.
Oh.
And we were always told that because cats share the same litter box, that most likely your other cat will get it.
No. That's not quite true. Feline leukemia is not quite spread that way, but go ahead.
Okay, so we went ahead, and after watching his sibling lose a lot of weight, and just it was really a nasty thing to watch, we ended up letting Cameron get a little heavy because we didn't want him to go through the same thing. But anyways, it's been, 6 years now, 7 years? We got him another sibling, so we've got another calico cat, a tabby cat, that he chases all around the house.
Yeah.
But recently, up about 2 months ago, he's got a bump on his tail about halfway. And I went ahead and shaved the one little part of it and see if I can't see anything out of the ordinary, maybe a splinter or whatever. He's an indoor cat. Not allowed outside.
Okay.
And it just looks like a bump with shaved hair now. It looks like probably the size of a jelly bean, cut that in half, and that's probably how big it is.
Okay.
Now, it actually got smaller at one point, and then it's regrown back again. So we're just kind of curious, is this something I got to worry about? Because I know, with today's economy, we just don't have that kind of money to go under the vet.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what we should do or what you might know what it might be.
Well, I a couple things. First of all, I'm not a veterinarian. And even your veterinarian seeing it may or may not know might have to take an aspiration of what's there, what's inside it. It could be any number of things. By saying it's an indoor-only cat and suggesting that these two cats, your cats that you have now, get along, I'm guessing.
Okay.
So it's likely not to be an abscess, a bite from another cat. But what it is, I would have no clue, and my recommendation to you, you're not going to like, and that is to indeed see your veterinarian. You know, I know the economy is bad, but in my world, seeing a veterinarian twice a year, believe it or not, but certainly more often than it sounds like you have, is actually an investment because you can solve problems maybe by catching things early. When you feel something is wrong, it probably is. And cats sometimes don't tell us. In particular, dogs are better at saying, at raising the right paw and saying I'm not feeling so well. Cats are not so good at it.
Correct.
They're pretty subtle about illness. So that would be my ideal.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, I can't help you more. I will send you a cat toy though.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Coming up next, our email question of the week. By the way, you can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. This one's interesting. In fact, I'm going to be speaking at a conference about a more generalized topic and that is Reading Cats. It's not always easy reading, as we'll find out.
You can always email your questions to steve at petworldradio.net.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You know what I also want to do next week on the show? I'm talking to all of you and my producer. I want to talk about this. We talk about, and veterinarians talk about all the time, how dogs need to be vaccinated for kennel cough. Kennel cough, by the way, is a just general term for lots of infectious disease, upper respiratory problems. And that's a good thing. But don't often enough talk about vaccinating for the dog flu. And the thing about kennel cough is that, yes, can make dogs sick, and we don't want them to be sick. And also is annoying for us because you have a coughing dog for days and days at a time. And it's very contagious, so there's a community impact. However, dog flu causes more dogs to get more sick, some of them dying. So we need to vaccinate for that and pay more attention. In my opinion, I'll explain more next week on the show, but I have some strong feelings about that I want to talk to you about. Also next week on the show, our kids have gone back to school, so now what? So some of dogs and some cats even are like, where are all the people? Where did they go? So we will answer that question with Reagan McGowan of Purina and talk about a topic that I don't believe you've ever heard a talk radio show talk about before, rabies. I mean, is Rush, whatever his name is, talking about rabies? Maybe he should be, but he doesn't do that. We do that. And why it's important, and it really does exist in America. We think of this as a problem, and it is a problem of third world countries. But it happens right here in our own country as well.
Three simple words. You got mail.
Woohoo! You can always email your questions to steve at petworldradio.net.
Wow, this is an email to end all emails. Dear Steve, our cat has crazy episodes. He can be sitting quietly by himself. Then he turns around and snaps at his tail or maybe our fingers if they are anywhere nearby. He sounds like he's having a terrible fight with himself, going after his own tail. This happens at random times, sometimes during the day, sometimes at night. Sometimes he will go after one of us in the family. What's going on? It's from Patty in Connecticut. Patty, I'll begin by saying you do need to see your veterinarian. Please videotape the event. I have a suspicion here
that it could be what's called feline hyperesthesia syndrome. What? What did he say? Well, before I get to that, you need to see your veterinarian for a whole lot of reasons. One is to rule out the more common causes of something like this happening. So it could be, you didn't say how old your cat is. So particularly in an older cat, it could actually be pain. So the cat's tail goes back and forth, and now it really hurts. And the cat goes back there and does bites it or bites anything that's near because this cat is in pain. It could be GI pain as well. There's just no way to know from where I stand, of course. And as cats get older, that issue is maybe more likely to occur. Also, you have to rule out fleas. You do, really. It could be allergy dermatitis. Many cats are allergic to flea bites. That could be causing the problem. Could be tick disease. Now, assuming you rule those things out, we're left with, again, what's called feline hyperesthesia syndrome. The syndrome is kind of like you describe it. A cat is just sitting there. You pet the cat once, and that's even too much, or twice, or three or four times, or maybe some, as you describe, you don't even pet the cat, and the cat kind of goes crazy. What's going on? Well, is it a behavior problem, or is it neurological? And the experts really don't know. It could be both, and in a way, it is both, because it's neurological in basis causing a certain behavior, if you follow me. Most importantly, what do you even do about this? So go to the veterinarian, rule out all those things I rattled off, which, by the way, could also be anal gland issues. It could be, if I didn't mention it, allergies potentially, or a dermatological issue, all of which are possible. Now, let's say you've ruled all that out. You videotape the event. Now, everyone has a smartphone now or can borrow one. Videotape the event. This is not going to be reproduced. So you can tell your veterinarian about it. You can describe it the best you can, and your veterinarian will have a similar answer to what I just gave, do a thorough examination, rule a bunch of stuff out, but it isn't like seeing a video. Please, this is one example of many where videotaping the event, you know, just even on your phone, is huge. All right, let's say it is feline hyperesthesia syndrome. There is actually medication that can help. I hesitate giving medication names on the radio because I'm not a veterinarian. I am a certified animal behavior consultant, but I'll say the name anyway. It's gabapentin. You can ask your veterinarian about that. But there are others that may work too. And again, it depends on the diagnosis. Huge, huge, huge. Also, a part of the solution is to increase enrichment for this cat. So this cat has other things to do indoors other than to, I'm putting it in very human terms, to think about himself. So if the cat is very busy getting treats over there and playing with a toy over there on the other side of the house and looking for something really good hidden over there, then maybe this isn't as likely to happen as well. And it could be you really need to up the enrichment. I'm talking about DVDs of birds flying around or reptiles running around, little lizards. Some cats love watching that sort of thing. Feeding your cat in food puzzles rather than just from a bowl. All of that will help. But again, if we are talking about true feline hyperesthesia syndrome, probably medication, behavior stuff is still important and necessary, but probably medication is as well. And for the right medication, again, I had one recommendation, you heard it, but see your veterinarian. You can email me your question, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, the conversation about what to do as our dogs get older. We want them to get older, but what do you do to keep them healthy? Not only physically healthy, but mentally healthy.
Don't you go anywhere. Stay tuned for more of Steve Dale's Pet World.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new
ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
One of my favorite people, veterinary behaviorist, Dr. Valerie Tynes. And I want to take a second to say what you do. So there's the American College of Veterinary Behaviorists. These are diplomates, as they're called. And just like there are cardiac specialists, specialists in neurology, and other specialists in veterinary and human medicine,
right.
You have a specialty in behavior.
Right. That's a good point that a lot of members of the public aren't aware, even that veterinary medicine has many of the same specialties that human medicine does. So you can get an internal medicine veterinarian, an ophthalmologist, a veterinarian whose specialty is ophthalmology or dentistry or behavior. And so that is, yes, that is what I focus on, is behavior, whether it's learned behavior that people don't like in their pet or whether it's truly abnormal behavior suggestive of, you know, mental illness type
Uh-huh. And in this case, what we're about to talk about is behavior that's very normal. And the good news is your pet has lived long enough.
Exactly.
The bad news is our pets are living longer and as a result have some of the same problems we have, including cognitive changes.
Exactly. And in fact, the dog has been discovered to have a form of cognitive decline that may, in fact, be a good model for the study of Alzheimer's disease in people. So it is very, very similar. And so many times when people complain that their dog is exhibiting these behaviors they just associate with old age, they tend to think, oh, that's just, he's getting old. And they don't realize that there are actually things that we can do to help keep that animal's quality of life good for all of those, what you hope are many long years that they have to live.
So very quickly, what are some of the signs of cognitive dysfunction syndrome in dogs?
A lot of times it can be changes in social interactions. It can be the dog literally acting confused about where it is and what it's doing. Known dogs that go to the wrong side of the door, like the hinge side of the door instead of the opening, and stand there waiting to go out. So confusion, what looks like mental confusion. Failing to remember cues or behaviors that they'd always done before. So example, an aging dog that starts eliminating in the house can be simply because it's forgotten. It's good, solid house training that maybe it's had for years. So things like that.
And sometimes the sleep-wake cycle changing.
Yes.
So the dog is up in the middle of the night. And
more
just
restless,
seeming,
more irritable, yes.
Just not, and at the end of the day, the dog not acting like the dog you know.
Exactly.
So what are some things that people can do?
Well, they should keep in mind that the nutrition that a young animal needs is different from what a senior animal needs. And when an animal begins aging, things like nutritional support in the form of a product like Senolife that Siva carries, it contains ingredients that have been shown in clinical studies to decrease the signs of cognitive decline. So cognitive decline is a permanent, or I guess I should say untreatable disease. So what we do is we try to ameliorate the signs of it. We try to slow its progress. Because it should be all about the welfare of the animal.
And Senolife is a nutritional supplement, just to explain. And there are others out there, too. Senolife is available through your veterinarian. Others are available for any of us over the counter. We can supplement with additional, say, omega-3, omega-6 fatty acids.
You can supplement with fatty acids. And many of the dog food companies now have made that easier by providing special diets for the aging dog that are high in fatty acids and antioxidants and some of these other things that have been shown to help support brain health in the aging individual.
So we're back to the veterinarian because Purina has come out with a diet called Neuro. It's a veterinary diet. So that's another possibility. Something that you hear about when you talk to people is something called SAMe, a nutritional supplement. But it turns out it's helping dogs.
Right. And SAMe has been used for many years as liver support for dogs. So it helps with problems associated with liver. But the studies in humans and laboratory animals very strongly support that SAMe is a molecule that can be very, very effective at helping the aging brain as well.
But there are things we can do with our dogs to continually enrich their lives.
Exactly. So that old wives' tale that you can't teach an old dog new tricks is absolutely not true. In fact, it's great to continue teaching your dog new things, new fun skills, whether it's, you know, just to lie down or maybe roll over, depends on what the dog's physically capable of. But positive reinforcement training is a great way to keep your dog mentally stimulated and therefore keep their brain healthier.
Perfect. Dr. Valerie Tynes, veterinary behavior is superb. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So next week, a topic that isn't talked about often enough, but it's real, that is rabies. And also, kids go back to school and your pet's upset, we have the solution.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses.
Biz Talk Radio.